have a bus out front of the hospital, and you can just check in there. You do not have to come inside the hospital at all. Appointments are required for donation, and this is to be able to maintain social distancing, appropriate, you know, donor flow. Walk-ins will only be accepted if there's an appointment slot that is available. Say somebody cancels or something like that, and they have an open slot, then they can fit them in there. One of the main reasons that the donations are lower right now is because they're having to cancel blood drives due to, you know, the temporary closures and working from home policies and some other factors. They started doing elective surgeries and everything for that again. So the demand for blood has gone up, and they're still seeing some of those mobile donation sites canceling. So the need is definitely there, but they are, you know, they've put a lot of things into place since all this has started. All donors and staff are, of course, required to wear a face mask while they're inside the donor centers. If they don't have one with them, then they will be provided paper masks. So donors should be healthy, you know, feel well the day of they're giving blood. You should not give blood if you have been diagnosed with COVID until 28 days after your recovery. So that means, you know, no fever, cough, or other respiratory symptoms, or no need for oxygen. You shouldn't give if you're waiting for a test result to come back. If it's negative and you are well, you may donate. Of course, if it's positive, then you have to wait 28 days. Also, you should not donate if in the last 14 days you've been within 6 feet of someone who has had the virus or is being tested for the virus for greater than 15 minutes without the use of personal protective equipment, like having a mask on. And of course, you should not give blood if you have fever, cough, or shortness of breath.